Planned Parenthood sues Texas governor over abortion ban during coronavirus outbreak. By Dr. Susan Berry on March 26, 2020. Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers are suing Texas Governor Greg Abbott R. over his ban on the procedure during the coronavirus pandemic in order to preserve medical supplies for healthcare personnel who are treating victims of the infection. There are people in Texas who need an abortion today. Now, said Alexis McGill Johnson, acting president and CEO of Planned Parenthood, reported The Hill. They cannot wait a delay of 30 days or even less. The abortion providers are represented by the Center for Reproductive Rights and the Lawyering Project. Abortion, which is an essential, time-sensitive medical service, cannot be delayed, McGill Johnson said in a press statement. A global pandemic is not some kind of opening to attack abortion. Governor Abbott and anti-abortion activists nationwide are forcing a legal and political fight in the middle of a public health crisis. However, Dr. Christina Francis, the chair of the board of the American Association of Pro-Life OB/GYNs, APLOG, says moving forward with abortions during the coronavirus pandemic is medically irresponsible, at a time when medical equipment is much needed to treat those who are sick. Abortions use up much needed resources such as masks, gloves, and other personal protective equipment, Francis recently told LifeSite News. Francis's organization is one of five groups of physicians that, collectively, represent over 30,000 doctors and medical professionals who are condemning the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, ACOG, representation of abortion as essential health care. The coalition of medical groups said in a statement, in such an uncertain and tumultuous time, the entire healthcare profession is being called upon to conserve resources and healthcare professionals to an extent never seen before. And yet, in the midst of this call, while hospitals are postponing elective procedures and many outpatient clinics are rescheduling non-essential office visits, the abortion industry continues with business as usual. The Coalition of Physicians Groups further states, elective abortion is neither essential nor urgent, but it does consume critical resources such as masks, gloves, and other personal protective equipment, and unnecessarily exposes patients and physicians to pathogens. The doctors note that continuing abortions, some of which are likely to develop complications, place greater stress on a healthcare system that is under tremendous pressure at the current time. Most abortion providers instruct women to go to an emergency room if they have any concerning symptoms after the abortion. Approximately 5% of women who undergo medication abortions will require evaluation in an emergency room, most commonly for hemorrhage. Surgical abortions can also result in hemorrhage. Emergency room personnel, who are already struggling to meet the demands of the COVID-19 pandemic, will be further strained to provide care to these women. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton confirmed Monday Abbott's order halting abortions during this time. All licensed healthcare professionals and all licensed healthcare facilities shall postpone all surgeries and procedures that are not immediately medically necessary to correct a serious medical condition of, or to preserve the life of, a patient who without immediate performance of the surgery or procedure would be at risk for serious adverse medical consequences or death, as determined by the patient's physician. This prohibition applies throughout the state and to all surgeries and procedures that are not immediately medically necessary, including routine dermatological, ophthalmological, and dental procedures, as well as most scheduled healthcare procedures that are not immediately medically necessary, such as orthopedic surgeries or any type of abortion that is not medically necessary to preserve the life or health of the mother. We always knew the abortion industry really didn't care about women's health. But this lawsuit proves it again, said Students for Life of America President Kristen Hawkins. Leaders in Texas and other states have called for abortion vendors to cease operations so that life-saving equipment can be used to address the coronavirus crisis. But as the rest of the country fights to save lives, Planned Parenthood runs to court to end lives. Dr. James Dobson, president of the James Dobson Family Institute, praised Abbott and Gov. Mike DeWine, R., of Ohio for stopping abortions in the midst of the current crisis and called on other governors to do the same. Our nation and our world are in the midst of a pandemic that is claiming thousands of lives, and the U.S. is taking drastic measures to protect people during this unprecedented time, He added, and he asked, "So why are abortionists seeking to operate business as usual?"